A Mere Truffle. In the Smurf village, everyone is waiting impatiently for Tracker Smurf to return. He is out looking for truffles, which the Smurfs simply love. Poet Smurf has even written a poem about them. Unfortunately, on his way back home, Tracker encounters Azrael. The Smurf notices the horrible cat at the very last second. He takes off running and miraculously escapes the animal's sharp claws. But it turns out that Azrael has ripped Tracker's bag, causing the truffles in it to spill out. When the Smurf arrives in the village, he only has one truffle left. His friends are incredibly disappointed. The only way to calm them down is to teach them how to sniff out their own truffles. Tracker gathers a group of volunteers and heads out to the forest. He takes the Smurfs far away from home, to an area they don't know. Finally, he stops at the foot of a large tree and bends down to sniff at the ground.
"You'll smurf some truffles here," he says.
Soon, the Smurfs start to dig into the ground furiously. Suddenly, they notice their guide lying on the ground unconscious. He has been hit on the head with a large rock. When he comes to, he has no idea who he is, and he doesn't recognize anyone. The Smurfs decide to head back home immediately, but they have trouble finding their way to the village. Soon, Tracker walks away from the others. He wanders deep into the forest on his own, still wondering who he is and where he came from. Suddenly, the remaining Smurfs find themselves surrounded by some strange creatures.
"Truffle thieves!"
they cry, and grab the Smurfs. The creatures are called Truffle Trolls. They take the Smurfs to their caves inside a mountain.
"Let's lead them to the king,"
the trolls decide.
"You have been stealing our truffles,"
the king says angrily to the Smurfs.
"You should be punished."
"We didn't know you eat truffles."